OZZ 873. I have no time for that coming up.
WRZD 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Good morning, and we are mobile.
Good morning, WRHW 499, portable.
That's a great sound and portable. There, WRZP 544.
Hey, it's just a old Motorola. Old Motorola portable, and I'm only probably 30 feet from the repeater.
That'll do it, eh?
Yeah, I'm on the Bay City repeater. I got to end my work, and I just showed up and heard you out there and thought I'd throw my call out. Name's Paul.
That, enjoy your day and be safe out there. Not missing a thing up here. Looks promises to be another beautiful day. Plenty of sunshine. Maybe 80 degrees today.
Yeah, the weathermen are saying about mid-80s down here. But they said the humidity is going to be ramping up, so not looking forward to that.
We can do without that as well, but we can certainly use more of that rain y'all were getting down south there all last week, and well, pretty much all summer there. We're below our normal rainfall up here, so send some our way, Roger.
Well, honestly, it's further south of Bay City. We haven't gotten a whole lot here. We've gotten some, but not like we should.
Yeah, that's a concern for us up here, as you well know, with all our happy campers that come up for vacation. So, we'll just keep our fingers crossed, and if nothing else, we just have to water the garden.
My sister and mom live up in Kingsley, and they said it's really perch up there. And I read the cherry crop is not all that good this year.
Right, I copied some mail on that a couple days ago. Gretchen declared a disaster with the cherry crop here this year, so. Well, just keep our fingers crossed, and maybe the good Lord will get us wet. All right, son, enjoy your day there, and hopefully you'll have a good one at work. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Always a pleasure, sir. Thank you again.
Not a problem, sir. You have a good day, and safe driving. Well, we'll talk to you later. WRHW 499. Making the system, WRHW 499.
W, SBY 676 to 690. WSBY 676 standing by. WSBY 676 to 690. I'm not positive. I don't know. Yes, sir. Still here. Desky repeater. Yeah, but you got East Toledo has one too. The one downtown Toledo by 280. That's this frequency as well. That the beep is making, so I'm not sure. I'm just thinking, are you not the gentleman that sometimes you get out of the Oregon repeater as well, don't you? Have you heard anybody up in Michigan lately? Either on 20 or on 18, their repeater up there in Detroit as well? The Detroit, Mount Clemens are all tied together, so. But if I'm not mistaken, I checked on the website. I think they lowered their power level, if I'm not mistaken, the Detroit repeater did. So, you know, and I mean, that's what I believe, so. Trying to determine if my antenna's messing up or not on me, so I haven't heard nothing really from Detroit area, so I'm just waiting to see what happens. That's why I'm monitoring this channel right now.
Detroit, I can hear you guys. Downtown Detroit, right on the river right now, just pulling into work.
There you go, that's the sun right there. And, yeah, I'm not hearing him right now. I think something happened to my antenna. I'm curious if he can hear me or not, but, yeah, I can't hear him at all.
Hear you loud and clear.
Oh, I heard him. He's down on the river. So, I don't know why he's just... Your antenna must be... Check your connection on your antenna. Oh, yeah, I know. I gotta get the ladder out, messing around with it here and see what's up. Yourself a good day as well there. It'd be WROD.
Oh, yeah,
are JT765.
WSBS 311, this is WSCN 87. WSBS 311, this is WSCN 87. WSBS 311, this is WSCN 887.
Do you copy?
I hear you loud and clear.
Apparently, I had my other radio set up wrong. Big surprise. Okay, how's it going over there?
Well, I'm just about to head into the building, so I'll keep you posted when I'm heading out of here.
All right, I'll have the radio with me, but I'm going to be probably meeting up with TW, you know, whatever, 11 o'clock or something like that.
Alrighty. Roger that. Have a good day. WSCN 87 out.
Okay. Good luck over there. Have fun. WSBS 311. Stand by.
trying to land some stuff going on down here. I can see I'm lighting up the point of my Bob called me earlier. He said he heard another repeater on 75. He said it sounds like it was close by. So I jumped on and started listening. It was actually the first one on the antenna. And he had all the way to the Ohio area.
WRX 766, you able to hear me on this thing? WRX 766, we'll try that again. Are you able to hear me down there coming off the point repeater?
I hear you up in Sheboygan County, WRZP 544.
See that? Yeah, the band's opened up here. I'm coming out of Grayling.
I'm mobile. I just hit Indian River, sir. RZP 544 for identification purposes, monitoring the frequency.
Station 218, station out there 218, WRUG, 28, copy.
WRMZ 640.
WRWB 662, I hear you about a 640.
Having a hard time copying you. Sorry about that, you're almost at the snow level. Hey Jack, yeah, can you copy him?
Copy on him up there in Sheboygan, even. Nothing but popcorn.
Yeah, hey Bob. Yeah, you're good. Real good. You're way up there. 5x9, as they say, in the other world.
Save some of that for yourself. WRZP 544.
Have a good day. WRMZ 640.
Hey, sir.
Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile, Saginaw, monitoring.
WRZQ-432, Mike, do you have a copy? WRZQ-432, I can hear you a little bit, Mike. Are you breaking up on the Sheboygan receiver?
WSTW-200, Felix, you out there? WSTW-200, stand by.
WSDW-364 in Ann Arbor testing. Audio reports, welcome.
Q4 in Ann Arbor, this is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 107 on your loud and clear.
Thank you very much. I just thought I'd try hitting the Detroit repeater while I was out this way. I wasn't sure if I'd hit it or not. Thanks again. You have yourself a good day. This is WSTW-364, and I'll be clear.
You have a good day as well. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
WSAG-266, monitoring.
WSDW200. Felix, you out there? WSDW200, stand by.
The last broadcasting station, just be advised, you were coming in really quiet. This is WSAX712. You want to try that one more time?
This is Mike. You're coming in loud and clear with me. That last unit, you still there?
This is WSAX712. My name is Aaron. Mike, it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. I am presuming you're referencing to me. So at that point, you're definitely coming in a lot better now on my end, loud and clear as well.
Yeah, I'm just making it around southbound 75 from US 10. So I got close. It's 625. We must be talking on that Lewiston repeater. You're coming in pretty loud and clear to me. I'm mobile southbound at 75 now.
Copy on that. I'm mobile as well. I'm currently in Westland, so I'm thinking we're going to actually be on the Detroit 625, but it very well could be Lewiston as well. Over.
WSAM 694 in South Flint, North Grand Blanc, and both of you sound super clear.
Westland, believe it or not, is my hometown. Grew up right on Vassal Street. I'm pretty sure I'm hitting you from the Lewiston repeater, but that's hooked up with the 625 down on top of the Renson. And that's usually one that I pick up. That's the one that's the clearest to me, believe it or not, in Oakland County, even though I have a few others around me. I seem to always pick up the one off the Renson at the highest. Over.
Yeah, copy that, Mike. And the third part of that chimed in. Thank you for letting us both know that our mobiles are loud and clear. And if you're in Westland range, and if you are that range, Definitely hit this channel up occasionally every now and then. Love to talk some more. Over.
Well, there's a little one in Garden City that I always try to hit, but I'm not, when I'm in my, when I go back home. I'm actually live in Oakland County now, but I'm in Westland quite a bit. That's where most of the family's at. Still is. There's a little one in Garden City. I've never been able to hit it. It's a private one. But I still always seem to be able to hit that one on top of that Remsen Center. It's pretty high up. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I've tried the Garden City repeater myself with no luck. I use that MyGMRSNet, I think it is, .com or something like that. And I've tried pinging that. No one ever answers on it, and this is only one. This and Detroit 600 occasionally, but this frequency is the one I get the most amount of traffic. Over.
Well, thanks to the, all those MI-8 guys that set all this up. Usually by the time I get to 75, I go back and forth my cab and every couple of every week or so. And they have them all hooked up. I'm able to talk to somebody all the way up and down the whole time I'm on 75 here. Thanks to those guys. Once again, I always thank them when I'm on the radio. They do a good job. Over. And this is WSCA 795. This is Mike. I'll be cruising on 795.
And this is WSAX712. Sorry about the short delay there. I had to step away for a second. But, yes, I 100% agree with you on everything that you said. Thanks to those MI-8 guys. They definitely set up a heck of a network all the way up and down. With that being said, WSAX712, standing by.
WSDW 200, Felix, do you copy? This is WSDW 200, Felix, do you copy?
WSBY 676 to 690. WSBY 676, standing by.
WIUG 488, go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Jack. This is Mike 795, passing through again. Southbound 75, I've just passed Flint. Sounds like I'm picking up loud and clear on Flint 725. Nice talking to you again.
It's sounding good, and I'm over here at 13 in John R. But it's sounding really good from there in the Flint. I heard you a little bit before, too. Anyhow, that Flint repeater is a good repeater. Roger?
Yep, copy that. I think that's, remember I told you that one time when I picked you up on that Moline repeater, I wasn't hearing your side, but I was hearing them talking to you, and that's the one that's down there near Grand Rapids. I could just barely pick that one up from my cabin. But I'm hearing you loud and clear today, Jack. Out. Over.
Roger, I'm on my mobile, and that's DB22. That's why it's a good radio, and I have a good antenna out there too. Roger.
Yeah, I'm on that. That new ocean, that KG 1000 plus, that 50 water. I'm gonna have to. My antenna seems to be working pretty good with just a 3 decibel gain, but. I'm looking for something for my cabin now. I got to get out of that. I'm about in a 38-foot ditch down at the river, so I need a good tower to get out there so I can start talking to people over there again. But you're coming in loud. We're both coming in loud and clear. Nice talking to you, Ben. About ready to get off here. I'll be back on in a second.
No problem, anytime. I don't know if you know the antenna I have at the house, you know. I'll let you know what the antenna is. It's a Harvest PC 200. It's a good antenna. It picks up a lot of Ohio, like I said before, and well, I picked up New York, too. It was last year from that antenna. It's a good antenna. So anytime you like, let me know. I'll help you out. No problem at all. I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG, 3D is clear.
Just one quick question before you go, Jack. I've got a good friend that's General Elmer. Near where my cabin's at. He's talking about a J-pole. How do you feel about one of those, the homemade J-poles? He says that they work pretty good. Over.
The K-Pull is not always good. Believe me, I had so many falls from that J-Pull. Matter of fact, it was a guy in South Lyon. He had a J-Pull, and it didn't do him any good, and he took it down. And the guy, I know the guy that I was saying 2 minutes ago, 218, he's by the airport there. He's got just like my antenna, Harvest 200. He picks up Maybell repeater. He picks up Ohio, all Ohio, and picks up the 600 repeater out there too. Roger.
Well, what's funny is that sometimes I can pick up TX a little bit better on my that little GM21 HD that I have, that 5-watt. It's got a pretty good antenna. It doesn't have the Nagoya antenna that you have, but it has a nice antenna on it. And sometimes I can pick the TX better with that than I can this radio. So I got a little bit of fiddling to do. I don't have the expertise for it. I've got a friend that does. So I'll learn. I'm still learning. Still getting out. Still trying to talk to you guys when I'm out. I'm gonna let everybody go, and we'll free up for somebody else. But it was good talking to you again, Jack. WSCH 795 out.
Yeah, no problem at all. Just give us me a shout, and I'll help you out with that one. And that J-Pull, it's only $20, and that's not gonna really. I mean, it's gonna get you somewhere. I'm not knocking it down, but it's not gonna do you a very good job with the kind of radio you got right now, the Ocean Radio. Those radios, that they're good radios. They are like number one. Dr. Elizabeth, good to hear from you. Good talking to you. Catch you later. WIUG 48 clear.
WRUG 488. This is WRFK 359. You got a copy, Jack?
Yes, Robert. I got a copy on you. And I'm over here on 17. And John R.
I'm over here in my easy chair. I was going to call and ask, did you ever get a hold of that guy that lives over by River Run?
Oh. I guess he's on vacation or something like that. That's the last time I heard.
Yeah, there's so many people say they have surgery around here. I don't know what I'm like, because I don't want to say if he did or not, but I heard so many people have surgery, and I hope it wasn't him. So, well, that was it. I'm going to go finish watching my program. Have a good one, Jack. Be safe. When you drive, keep the rubber side down, and we'll talk to you later. WRFK 359, clear with WRUG 488. Clear on your file.
Hi, Robert. Good to hear from you. You take care. And you have a good day. WRUG 488, clear.
is WSDC 647 calling WSDX 256. Over. Nothing heard from WSDX 256. This is WSDC 647 signing off.
Son to Father, do you copy? WSAM 694 to Aunt Sharon, do you copy? Over. Son to Father, do you copy? Over. Come back. WSBQ 996, monitoring. WSAM 694, you're loud and clear.
This is 996. This is WIEG 58. How you doing?
New out there, Jack.
I just wanted to know how you're doing and how's everything. That's about it.
I'm still hanging in there, Jack.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear you. You take care and you have a good day. WIEG 48 clear.
This is WSDQ 996 standing by.
Radio check WSDQ 571.
Check 571, you sounding good. This is WIEG 48.
WSDZ 571 out of Troy, Michigan. How far am I transmitting?
WSAY 685. Didn't catch your call sign, Troy, Michigan. You're coming through a little staticky, but probably 15 miles south of Metro Airport.
WSDZ 571, copy. WSDZ 571 requesting a range check, Troy, Michigan.
Copy, radio check, got loud and clear, WSDZ 45.
WRZP 544, loud and clear here in Sheboygan County, sir.
Repeat, you're coming in break. What county?
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, sir. Tip of the mitt.
Copy, WSDZ 571. Thank you.
Roger that. WRZP 544, Sheboygan Bob, clear and monitoring the frequency.
WSDZ 571
requesting a range check out of Sterling Heights. Copy, radio check, loud and clear, WRUX 245.
SBM 993 is monitoring.
Thank you.
WQZJ969, test 1-2.
WRVV690 mobile.
WQZJ969 mobile, how are you this evening?
GX957, standby.
WQZJ969, signal check.
The station looking for a radio check. Sounding good over here. Not sure what repeater you're on, but sounds good.
Thank you, sir. I'm up in Sheboygan on the Sheboygan repeater.
Roger. Yeah, I'm in Sterling Heights on the Mount Clemens machine. Yep, everything's working. Heading home from work. Long day. Nice weather out, though.
Nice that the humidity has calmed down a little bit. That makes the heat not quite so bad.
Roger. Yeah, we went through several weekends of rain, and then we had a couple really cold weekends, like barely 60 degrees, if you remember back in the beginning of July. So yeah, it's been a weird one. But, hope it'll be good from here on out.
He's lying! The weather kind of holds for a little while. It'll be nice to have a nice stretch here.
Yeah, so Jack can get his barbecue out again, his barbecue grill. Make hamburgers and hot dogs for everybody. there's someone else in there. Go ahead, other person.
Utter person, utterly in here, making noise, anyhow. Good afternoon, out making the rounds.
Yeah, figured it was you. Yeah, feeling good, just getting off work, enjoying this nice weather, and hopefully it'll stick around for the next couple weekends. My birthday weekend's coming up, and your birthday weekend's coming up, a week after my birthday weekend.
Weekend at Bernie's. Who else is in here? Got you, Eric. Who else?
My name's Chris. I'm up by Sheboygan.
Hello, Sheboygan, Chris. This is, what would I be, Warren Sean. Anyhow, how are things in Sheboygan? It's really nice down here.
The same up here. Don't have any complaints at all with just about anything, to be honest with you.
Very good. Well, I'm going to jump out of here because I'm just about home. Chris in Sheboygan, have yourself a good one. This is Eric entering Shelby Township. And we'll catch out there again sometime. WRTX 957. Catch you later, Sean, on the room.
All right, Eric, we'll catch you later. Just pulling up to the car wash here. My car is disgustingly dusty and looks like dirt rained on it. Weird. So I gotta get it through the car wash. Then I gotta go figure out some Chalfutsky. I'm thinking maybe Chicken Shack. Got one other stop to make. And then home. Watching Sons of Anarchy 80. I just started that series. Chris?
Thank you, gentlemen, for the comeback. I appreciate the info on my signal, and you all have a great day. And I will talk to you later. WQZJ 969, clear.
I guess Eric got home.
Just missing.
He's a slippery one. All right, I'm pulling into the car wash. Catch everybody in a bit. WRUU 850. WRUU 850.
This is WRNW 329. We're monitoring Lisbon.
WRCP 559 monitoring.
Radio check WSDZ 571.
Loud and clear.
WSDJ 541. Over at the Oakley Factory Show.
Copy, loud and clear, WSDZ 571.
Hitting the repeater, good signal.
Is that Bill out there? WIUG 48, is that Bill out there? Station out there, 847. Station 847. WIUG 48, copy.
WSDZ 571 radio check from Oakland County.
WSDZ 571, you sounded pretty good. This is WRWX 221.
This is Sirius Tower 436, radio check please.
Out there calling for a radio check. Come on back. This is WIUG 488.
WRUG 488. WRWY 979. How you doing this evening, Jack?
I'm doing good. How about you? I haven't heard you.
Well, Jack, this is Joe over in Clinton Township, WRWY 979. Hopefully you're doing good. I'm doing pretty good. Got out today, got some sunshine, so I got some color here. I don't look like just a typical white boy.
Hey, yeah, it's Joe. So how you doing? Doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Hopefully you are too. Yeah, I'm making it, surviving. And I thought about you today when I think I heard somebody on the GMRS frequencies. And if you have a lot of background and a lot of trades or a lot of work experiences, then you would be a jack of all trades. There you go.
Right, Joe. I just came in. I was at Hazel Park picnic. I was out there from 5 o'clock till about maybe 7 o'clock. It was all good. It was some people, not a whole lot of people, but it was people out that way. Roger?
Yeah, I was invited to that, but I didn't make it just because I was too busy today. And when I got done, when that time rolled around, I was totally fatigued. So I had to take a shower, sit down, and chill out. But I'm glad it turned out. It sounded like it turned out good. And I hear the food probably wasn't too bad, right?
Well, the food was good. It was salad there, and it was potato salad, and it was some chips and hot dog and hamburgers. They were cooking a lot.
Yeah, it sounds good. Approximately how many people do you think showed up at the function?
By looking at them, maybe 25 to 35.
Yeah, that sounds good. Well, did you get to meet somebody you talked to before or have never met? And isn't it funny how when you meet somebody after talking to them for quite a while and you meet them for the first time, him or her, your mind paints a kind of picture inside your mind of what they might look like. But then when you meet them, they're usually not the same that you thought they were. Not that it was bad, but you kind of get a picture of a kind of a person. But I'm sure that works for everybody that way.
Yes, Joe, I met Mike. I don't know, you know Mike. And I met another Mike. He usually be there at breakfast. I met him. I was sitting with him, chit-chatting a lot and all that stuff. Then we went at the same time. I met Mike. I don't know if you know Mike or not. Roger.
Yeah, I'm not sure which Mike it might be because I've heard a lot of different ones on GMRS and some on ham radio, and I think I know about five Mikes. I think you might be talking about the president of the Hazel Park.
You believe he knew me right away? I didn't know that, but he did know. I didn't know him first. Then he said, Jack. And I shook his hand. I said, yes, Mike.
WRWY 979. Yeah, when you hear a voice so much on the radio, all you got to do is hear that little bit of familiarity. You hear them in person, it's like, I know who that is.
And he sure did. And this is WIUG 48.
Yeah, that's interesting how that works. Most of the people on ham radio never get to meet people until they talk to them on the radio, and then they meet them, and it's like, oh, okay, that's you. Yeah. It's interesting to see faces. I've done some Zoom meetings with some of the ham radio people and got to see them that way, and a few got to see me on Zoom quite a while back, at least two or three years ago.
Oh, very nice people. All of them. I met all of them. I shook their hand and everything. Not all of them, but, you know, half of them I did. And it was very, very nice sitting down, eating, you know, and talking and all that between all of us.
Well, Jack, I can imagine how nice it was, because I know a few of them, and I met one particular guy in particular. His name is Len, and he's a ham radio operator. So actually, I think 2 years ago, I went to a Selfridge Air National Guard air show, and we met up there, he and his family, some of his kids and his grandkids, and we went out there and watched the air show for free, so that was about 2 years ago. It was pretty neat, a good day, good weather, good show, and the price was right.
Joe, you're right about that. Anyhow, I got to get me something to drink. I just walked into the door. I had to do some work outside. Feed the flower, some water and all that. Because it has not been raining. So, I'll talk to you a little bit later, Joe. And good to hear from you. WIUG 48.
Yeah, Jack, good to talk to you, too. And maybe one day meet you at either the breakfast or something. So you take care. Have a good night, young man. WRWI 979, going to be clear.
WSBQ 656, looking for a check.
WSC 0571, hear you loud and clear from Troy.
Thanks, I'm coming from Shelby Township.
WSTD 571 radio check from Troy, Michigan.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile monitoring.
WSDM 924 monitoring. Everybody's having a wonderful evening.
Good evening, 924, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile. How are you this evening?
Not doing too bad, just taking the dog for a walk. Figured I'd see who's out there.
Nah, roger that. I'm just done with all my running around, headed home for the night. You know, hopefully staying awake till I get there.
Well, that's always a good idea. Make sure you stay awake, you know, listen to the radio, see who we can talk to, right?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Yeah, the car radio only does so good, you know, listening to music and stuff. But, you know, since I got on the GMRS here recently, I've only been on it a few months now. And, you know, getting hooked up on this network, there's almost always somebody out there to chat with. It definitely makes the ride a little bit nicer.
Absolutely. Where are you about right now? I'm in Dearborn Heights. I'm hitting the 625 out of Detroit.
I'm up here right now, just east of Frankenmuth, headed towards Saginaw, and I'm on the Saginaw machine right now.
Nice. That's a nice thing about the GMRS being linked. You know, we can reach all the way up to Sheboygan. I also have another radio that's Simplex and digital, but that's not as popular as GMRS is what I thought it would be.
Yeah, when I first got into the radio monitoring hobby, you know, 10,000 years ago, you know, back when CB was popular, GMRS wasn't really a thing back then. You know, ham radio obviously was, and I would do a lot of monitoring, and, you know, I got several friends that were ham, so I'd listen in and sometimes key up when I was with them or something. And then over the years, I just kind of got out of the hobby and back into it a little bit. But back then, GMRS wasn't even really much of a thing, and, you know, forget about it being linked. It really amazes me what they do nowadays.
Yep, absolutely. I will, I think I prefer GMRS over GMR any day, especially just the people out there and, you know, the friendliness of everybody out there.
I like about the GMRS, you know, obviously, is, you know, the way they're all linked together now, and, you know, I kind of put the class of people that are on GMRS, at least that I've encountered, you know, I put them right on the level of ham people, you know, as opposed to CB people, you know, where if you ever turn the CB on, all you hear is a bunch of nonsense anymore.
Oh, yeah, my dad drove trucks for 35 years, I know all about the CB. There's, some pretty rough guys out there, you know, they're just hauling away.
I remember back in the 80s, you know, I'm kind of dating myself a little bit. Back in the 80s when I was, you know, sitting in my teenage years, I had a little, you know, a little cheap base station set up there. And where I lived, we had one kind of group that hung out on one channel to the north of me and a different group that hung out to the west of me on a separate channel. So I kind of, you know, overlapped on those two groups there. And we used to do all kinds of get-togethers and stuff like that. You know, but that was, you know, back in the day. You know, unfortunately, you know, that just doesn't happen much anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. On my way to work in the mornings, I listen to a couple of ham bands. When I get about 20 miles west of here, I lose out on the 65. And out in Washtenaw County, there really is no GMRS repeaters, let alone any of them being linked as of yet. I had a little bit of luck out in Milan once, picking up 65, but it was real popcorn and really couldn't get out at all.
Yeah, there's a couple of ham repeaters up this way. I don't really monitor them too often just because I don't have much time to really invest in monitoring right now. You know, I got a dual band HD. I got a few of them programmed for receive only, but it's not extremely active up here, at least, you know, from what I've heard. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 for ID.
Yeah, I just gives me something to do on the way to work. This group of guys have a round table every morning at 8 o'clock, so I just listen in and monitor. I really don't chime in too much, like I said, just gives me something to do on the way into work instead of listening to the radio. But just getting back from walking the dog, gonna get some late night snack and get the pack, get ready for work in the morning. WSPM 924, I'll be clear.
Station trying to get in there, you're just not making it.
WRCY292, mobile monitoring. So I need to keep my eyes on the road. Now, is this a Detroit repeater? Is this a link repeater? Because I remember you saying something about you in some Frankenmuth, Saginaw area. must be getting out of range because you was all broken up on that one.
This again, radio jump channels there. Yes, this is a link system.
Copy that. Yeah, you came in loud and proud that time.
Yeah, for some reason this radio is kind of weird when it's on scan mode and I'm not paying attention when I'm driving. So I have several of the repeaters all in my scan bank, and when I go to key up sometimes, if I'm receiving you on a different machine, it'll key up on that other machine. So I was trying to get into the Flint one, which is 30-something miles south of me. So I just had to switch back over to Saginaw.
WSBY 676 to 690. WSBY 676 to 690. WSBY 676 standing by.
Monitoring.